What is your God's name? Part 67. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international, which is required in of my books which I've written, thinking about the book Israel's Rapture, very important for the time that we are living in, which was actually my doctoral degree quite a few years ago. Should you require any information or have a question or maybe want to share something, can contact us at our WhatsApp number +27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here for your benefit. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Always urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because this is a very intensive study and we need to understand everything systematically. Go to the beginning, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on a lot of information. Then it is very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikToks. Send this link to your friends and family and everybody that are important to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people or churches. As we normally say, if you are interested, you can contact me and I can explain who they are. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the precious name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Now we are going to continue where we left off last week. It seems like this mystery of the Godhead is getting deepened more and more as we study one scripture. It says, God or Yahweh, our Elohim, was received up in glory. Is this possible? Was Yahshua the Son received up in glory? I'm asking a question. When he ascended into heaven? Or was it Yahweh, our Elohim, who was received up in glory? Because Yahshua is not Yahweh. My question is, when did the Father, Yahweh, our Elohim, ascended up in heaven in our Protestant Bibles? Never. But according to this scripture, it happened. This is why it is called the mystery of the Godhead. After studying these scriptures, does it make any sense? Not sure. Allow me to explain the mystery of the Godhead of Yahshua to you. To really understand this message will mean that you once again have to remove your traditional and denominational glasses or spectacles. I know, sometimes we don't like it, but it seems to happen, let it happen, otherwise you shall never come to the full revelation, according to the word of Yahweh, our Elohim. I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to do something different. The scripture again, 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, I'm first going to read it. And without controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead. Now it says in 16:11, God or Yahweh our Elohim was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up in glory. After reading this verse carefully, we realize that everything written, it was and was accomplished by Yahshua, not Yahweh our Elohim. And this happened 2,000 years ago when he was here on earth. Now what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do a practical demonstration, and in the demonstration, I'm going to explain to you 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. And when it says, verse 16, without controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead. Something mystery, something that was covered up. God, or Yahweh Elohim, was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe in the world, received up in glory. What is the mystery? The mystery is that the Father and the Son were exactly the very same, if we call it person or spirit, in two different bodies. If I might call it so, this is why Yahweh our Elohim can unite himself with every situation that the Son Yahushua went through. The mystery is that according to Exodus 33 verse 20, it says, Exodus 33 verse 20, that Yahweh Elohim said to Moses, "Thou cannot see my face, for no man can see me," that's Yahweh Elohim, "and live." Why? Because he's too great. In this past week or so, I explained, he spoke the sun and it was there. You can't look into the sun for 10 minutes, you will go blind. And he only spoke it. According to the scripture, it's impossible for any living person to see Yahweh our Elohim and still lives. Death would be immediately. If you would see Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, you would die immediately. For this reason, it became necessary for Yahweh our Elohim to create himself a human body to dwell on this earth. He needed to come down and dwell with his people. So, as soon as you get to know the truth, do you know what will happen? The whole mystery of the Godhead will just unfold and open itself unto you, as I explained, 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. And Yahweh the Father was manifested in a human body called Yahushua, his son. Do you understand this last sentence that I said? Let me just say it again for you to grasp. I know. This is difficult because the church has never taught us this. We believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He says here, the whole mystery of the Godhead will just unfold and open up by itself, as explained in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, that Yahweh the Father was manifested in a human body called Yahushua his son. Now I'm again going to read 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, and I am going to do it for a couple of times. "And without controversy, great is the mystery." Now we're breaking it up in pieces. The mystery has become a revelation unto the bride of Yahushua in the 20th and 21st century. Why do I say the 20th century? Well, I was a young boy, young man, 15 years old, and I understood the revelation that took place in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Why? Because my father was a student of the word, and this was one of the scriptures that he used over and over and over and over when speaking to pastors and reverends and priests. They didn't understand the Godhead, and I would listen to it, and it would get into my spirit and into my brain. And that's why in a very young age I could explain to you the Godhead of the oneness, not the Trinity. The Roman Catholic Church created the Trinity. There never was a Trinity. The Hebrew Bible says, "Here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one." The Bible says even Satan knows that he's one. Now, let's carry on. God or Yahweh our Elohim was manifested in the flesh. We know that through Yahushua the Son, our Yahweh his Father was manifested in the flesh. He couldn't come down in the flesh. Everybody would have died. Now what I'm going to do from here on, I'm going to do a physical demonstration. It might even flow into next week's study, that we might not get everything in, but I do not want to rush through it. Alright. I've got two glasses. One filled with water and the other one which is empty. Now what I'm going to do, They're going to place the wand in the other arm. I think what I'm going to do here is too much water here. I'm just going to take a sip of it so it doesn't spill out. With all respect for the demonstration to be explained, I'm going to call this God the Father. With all respect. If you stick with me through this study now, you will understand the Godhead that professors and doctors and priests and pastors and reverends in their lives has never even heard of. Now, I'm going to call this God the Father. The Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning the earth was void, and Yahweh or God in His Spirit moved upon the waters. Why? Because He is Spirit. I'm using this as a unit, and He was Spirit, was moving upon the waters. And He said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the reason that He's Spirit is that He does not contain a form or a specific body. Being Spirit, He can be anywhere. That's why the Bible says, He says, when you worship Me, you must worship Me in spirit and in truth. Now, this very same body, spirit, we're using these glasses, after separating the lights, and He spoke the trees, He spoke the stars, He spoke the sun, He spoke the moon, He spoke everything. He didn't make anything with His hands. He spoke it. The only thing in Genesis 2 verse 8 was that He made with His hands was Adam, when He formed him with His hands. And He blew in his nostrils the life of the spirit of life, and he became a ever living soul. Why? Because His Spirit. What did Adam receive? A part of Yahweh. What do we have today? We have a part of Yahweh in us that cannot die. Because Yahweh, our Elohim, can never die. So for all study purposes, this is called Yahweh, our Elohim. We now know that through Yahushua, the Son, who Yahweh the Father was manifested in the flesh. Now I'm going to explain something. Now this is Yahweh, is in heaven. Can He come to earth like this? No. So what did He have to do? He had to create Himself a body. Came to earth, Yahushua. Was He a human? Of course. This water is Yahweh. This is Spirit. This is Yahweh. Yahushua. For 70 years, we don't read of any miracles that Yahushua has done when He was on earth. He was only Yahushua, the son of the carpenter Joseph. But His Father was in heaven. Yahweh is Elohim. So what has happened? Yahweh has created Himself a body called Yahushua. And that's why they both have the same names. Yahweh, and the Shua means Savior and Redeemer. He would become the Savior and Redeemer. But he already had the name Yahushua, would be the Savior and the Redeemer. So I'm going to change my hands from time to time just to work my computer. So he says that Yahweh was manifested in the flesh. The first 30 years, Yahweh was not manifested in the flesh. Yahushua was a human as we are, flesh and blood. You with me? We now know that Yahushua the Son, or Yahweh the Father, was manifested in flesh. This was the only way the Father could have seen the people on earth, or be with the people on earth. Later in the study, I will come, according to the scripture, prove to you that Yahweh was only the right arm of Yahweh, his Father. Yahushua was who? He was the right arm, or the right hand. We went through it already previously, 2-3 weeks ago. Greet me with the right hand. Isaiah 53, he was, Yahushua would become, he wasn't, he would become the right hand revealed in the Son. Why only the right hand? Because Yahweh couldn't pour out his whole spirit into Yahushua. Everybody would have died that would have seen him. And that's why he would only pour his right hand or right arm, Isaiah 53, into Yahushua when he would be immersed in the water through John the Immerser. It was only through the Son Yahushua that Yahweh's Father could be justified in the Spirit. Justified in the Spirit during the time Yahushua walked on the earth. Yahweh was seen of angels. Yahweh was seen of angels. The angels saw him all the time. Yahweh was preached unto the Gentiles. Who was preached unto the Gentiles? Yahweh or Yahushua? Yahushua. Through whose blood are we redeemed? The blood of Yahweh. You see, Yahweh is not blood, he's spirit. We are redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, which was the Son, who became the Son, who became the right hand or right arm, that could contain blood. Yahweh does not contain or exist of blood. He is spirit. Through the preaching of the gospel of salvation by Yahushua, the Father was preached unto the Gentiles more than 2,000 years ago. Yahweh El Elohim was believed on the world. Yahweh El Elohim, who is preached today? Who are they preaching about today? We are redeemed by love divine. Which love? Yahushua's love for the sinners. This was his mission. So it could be the Father in the Son, as it was Father in the Son. The Bible teaches us that salvation is in no other name but the name of Yahushua. So, in whose name? Yahweh in heaven, the Son on the earth, Yahushua. They were healed in his name. The message of salvation was preached in his name. Sinners were saved in his name. Not in the Father. The Father is in heaven. You see, this is the mystery of the Godhead. Yahushua was received. He says, Yahweh, the Father, who's on the earth, Yahushua. But the Bible says here in 1 Timothy 3:16 that Yahweh was received up in heaven. No, he was in heaven. It was Yahushua who was received up in heaven. When he said, in the house of my fathers there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. I'm going to prepare you a place. When I'm finished, I will come and I will get you so that you will be with me, the Parousia. But in the meantime, he's going to send the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. We'll come to that. Yahweh was received up in heaven. Who was received up in heaven? Yahweh or Yahushua? Yahushua, but the Bible says it was Yahweh. See, this is what was confusing people for many and many centuries. Understanding the open 95% of the... Now, see, as understanding this opens 95% of the mystery of the Godhead to you. What you need to understand is the fact that through this study, I have proven to you that the Father and Son have the very same names, meaning that the Father and the Son are one. Were they three? No, they were one. How can it be justified knowing that the Father spoke to the Son, making it two, while we admit that the Ruach HaKodesh, the water, makes it three. But it's three in one, not three. Three. Father, Son, Ruach. The water is the Ruach. Makes it three. No wonder most Christian churches in the world believe in the Trinity Godhead. The reason that this chapter is to be understood according to the scriptures, how the Godhead of Yahushua are put together. With the mind, we need to read the following scripture. Now the Bible says in 1 John 4 verse 12, 1 John 4 verse 12, no man, now you must listen, this is Yahweh El Elohim in heaven. He says now, no man has seen Yahweh, your Elohim, at any time. No man. Because if you see him, you will die. If we love one another, God, or Yahweh Elohim, dwelleth in us. Now, how does the Father come in us? Through the Son. But the Son is a body. He was a body. He dwelleth in us through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Now he says, no man has seen Yahweh El Elohim, that's God, at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh El Elohim dwelleth in us. And his love, the love of Yahushua, is perfect in us. Again, the scripture confirmed that no man has ever seen Yahweh El Elohim live. The Bible teaches us, if we love another, then the Ruach HaKodesh lives within us. What does the Bible say? You must love your brother like yourself. The promise of a Redeemer. Once we understand the Godhead of Yahushua, then it became very easy and possible to understand the message of the angel to his mother Miriam. Wasn't Mary? Mary is it was a Greek name. She was a Hebrew lady. Miriam. Before he was born. Matthew 1 verse 21 to 23. Verse 21, and she, that's Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Yahushua, the same name as the Father, Yahushua, Redeemer, Savior. For he, the Son, not the Father, the Son, for he shall save his people, who's his people? It was Israel, and later on it became the Gentiles, from their sins. The angel declared that Mary shall give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Yahushua, and not Isis or Jesus. Because these are Roman Catholic Greek names, which are names of the Sun God. The past part of the scripture states, for he, that Yahushua, shall save his people, Israel, from their sins. Why? He came for Israel. He came to his nation. He came to his people. And like I explained before, his ministry was 3 years. 2 years he only preached unto Israel. And they received him not. For they rejected him. The last year of his ministry, Father sent him to the Gentiles. And up till today, more than 2,000 years later, the message of salvation is preached unto the Gentiles, not unto Israel. Verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Yahweh El Elohim by the prophet saying. What makes the scripture so amazing is the fact that this was prophesied by the prophets of old. And it came to pass presently as it was prophesied, exactly as it was prophesied. Verse 23, behold, a virgin, Miriam, shall be with a child. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means to interpret that, if it's interpreted, Yahweh El Elohim with us. It must never be forgotten that the Bible states that Miriam was a virgin when she gave birth to Yahushua. In this 21st century, we are living in the time of great lies. One of these lies today is in 2025 is that Miriam was not a virgin and that she had other children even before the birth of Yahushua. It is not true according to the Bible. She had other children after Yahushua was born. We are living in the time of agnostic, where Yahushua is placed at the very same pedestal as any pagan god and agnostic gods. Verse 23 states, "Behold, the virgin Miriam shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as Yahweh our Elohim with us." It is so important that we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, stand in the fact that Yahushua was born of a virgin, because never in history a man was ever a child. In history, a man was ever a child born as a virgin. As Gnostics know that this was not an ordinary child. Hallelujah. But this, they denied the bodily fact that the mother Mary was a virgin. Verse 23, "And they shall call him Emmanuel." This child. They shall call him Emmanuel. What does the word Emmanuel mean? I am who I am. There's a couple of meanings. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first. I am the last. I am the everlasting. I'm the omnipresence one. The question is, who do you want me to say? Who do you want him to be? I can be anything or anyone. Emmanuel means Yahweh with us. The last part of verse 23 states Emmanuel, which being interpreted as Yahweh our Elohim with us. How sweet does it sound? This is why in the 21st century and beyond, Yahushua must not be placed on the very same pedestal as all the other pagan gods. And this is what they try to do. Hallelujah. I just want to see this other scripture. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to just carry on here with the next scripture. We're going to read the next scripture. The day sin was born on earth. Now before we come there, I'm going to come back to the demonstration in my hand. We need to know one or two things. That firstly, it was impossible for Yahweh our Elohim to come to earth. Why? Because everybody would die, would have seen him. And in his greatness and knowledge, he created himself a body, Yahushua, who dwelled the earth for 30 years. Then he went to John the Immerser. He says to him, "You must immerse me." And John says, "I need to be immersed by thee." And he says, "Let it so happen that the scripture be fulfilled." He says, and when he immersed him, the heavens opened, and the Ruach HaKodesh came down as a dove. Not like a dove, but like a dove. Look here. I didn't throw all the water in the glass. Can you see the water still in the glass? Only a little bit. The Ruach came down upon him like a dove. It wasn't a white dove. And the voice said out of heaven, because the Father is in heaven, this is the mystery. He says, "This is my beloved Son, and who I am well pleased." Now he becomes the Son of the Father. Why? Because he has received the right hand from the Father. If he has given him everything, everybody on the earth would have died seeing Yahushua. But no, he hasn't. When he says that the Ruach came upon him, just the right hand, more than enough to walk on water, to perform miracles, to heal the blind, to clean the leopard, to change water into wine, to call Lazarus from the dead, Jairus' little daughter called her from death. Why? Because he is God or Yahweh revealed in the flesh. Now he is Yahweh revealed in the flesh. Has been seen of angels. He is preached unto the Gentiles. Who the Father? Now he is preached unto the Gentiles. He is believed in the world. And before he went up into heaven, can Yahweh or God die? No, but he hanged on the cross and then he died. Hang on the cross and he died. Can Yahweh die? No, but he has the arm of Yahweh in him. Can he die with the arm of Yahweh? He can't. Whether it's the arm or everything. You see, Father Yahweh couldn't put everything, the whole spirit. Although there's a scripture that says the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Yahushua bodily. Impossible. If this body had to obtain everything, this little body would have burst into pieces, integrating. But it hadn't. He only received the right hand. But still, can he die? Yes, this right hand prays, Yahweh my Elohim, why have thou forsaken me? And before he died, he said this word. He says, Father Yahweh, in thy hands I lay my spirit. So he gives the right hand back. Now he is a human as he was by birth. But before, then they buried him. Father Yahweh rose him from the dead. Then he came and he preached the gospel unto the disciples, making them apostles. He told them to go and wait in Jerusalem, where he will send them the Ruach HaKodesh, that will lead and guide them in all righteousness and truth. And then he ascended into heaven, where he went and sat on the right hand of the Father. Where was he before? He was on the right hand of the Father. The apostles is on earth, waiting upon the Ruach HaKodesh. And now I've got to just open this. Waiting on earth. And then 40 days later, he sent the Ruach HaKodesh. He takes some of this water, and he pours it out unto the apostles. Can you see it? It happened. What is in us today? The Ruach HaKodesh. What has he blown into Adam? The Ruach HaKodesh. What function in our soul's dimensions? The Ruach HaKodesh. Does this make him three different gods? No. It makes him one Elohim, one God, in three dispensations. I'm going to explain, and I'm finishing with this now, because time's caught up with this. In the Old Testament, it was Yahweh or God over Israel through the 613 laws of Moses. 2,000 years ago, it was Yahweh through Yahushua dwelling on earth 2,000 years ago. Today, in 2025, it's Yahweh in us through the Ruach HaKodesh, which makes him one and not three. I just want to get this one scripture back in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, and it says, let me just get the scripture quickly. I just want to get the other scripture. It says here, 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, and out controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead. It was a great mystery. Hallelujah. Yahweh or God was manifested in the flesh. He was seen of angels. God of Yahweh was preached unto the Gentiles. God of Yahweh was believed on the world. God or Yahweh was received up in glory. Hallelujah. And who is coming back again is Yahushua. This was the greatest mystery in the Bible, which the church covered up, the church, talking about the Roman Catholic Church, covered up for more than 2,000 years. And even up till today, people will not accept Yahushua as the son of Yahweh his Elohim, but they have exactly the same name. And for this revelation, And for this gospel of the names of Yahweh and Yahushua, more than 150 million Yahvist and Hebrew people died between 34 AY until 1530 AY. Now today, when somebody speaks to you about 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, you can quote and you can understand the Godhead of Yahushua, the mystery. You know what? To the bride, it's no mystery. Because before Yahushua can appear on the earth, on the clouds or in the clouds for the bride, the parousia, on the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, the bride must know the truth. There must be no mysteries. And that's why Yahweh is revealing this in this modern age. Now time has caught up with us. Till next week, if His Father's will, study this word. Go back into this video. Go and look at it again. Study the word. And I'm going to continue next week if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.